I was walking down the street one morning when the man in front of me dropped his left arm on the pavement. Now, I don't know about you. Maybe where you live, people are always dropping limbs on the ground in front of you. Who knows? Maybe you can't walk to the shops without tripping over a leg or an ear or a chin. But I can assure you, that's not the kind of thing you see every day around here. Oh, no. Around here, people drop normal things like pens, bus passes or ice creams. Not an arm. But there it was, on the pavement at my feet. A complete left arm. The man who dropped it was just walking away. He was pretty scruffy, but that's no excuse to go dropping arms all over the place, is it? Well, for one thing, the council will probably fine you for littering. Do body parts count as litter? I don't know, but I wouldn't Google that if I were you. Anyway, I'm quite a helpful person and not very squeamish. So I picked up the arm and went after him. I resisted the temptation to wave at him with it. That would have been rude. Luckily, the man hadn't got too far. In fact, he was shuffling so slowly down the pavement that catching up to him was really easy. I tapped him on the shoulder. "Excuse me," I said, "but I think you've dropped something." He stopped dead in his tracks and turned to face me. I was right about him being scruffy. He looked as if he hadn't had a bath in a year or two and several of his teeth were missing. Then I noticed that his teeth and his arm weren't the only things missing. Somehow he had managed to lose one of his ears as well, and an eye, and quite a big chunk of his nose.
"Hello, young man," he said with a smile. "Can I help you?"
He seemed very friendly, though he was well overdue for a trip to the dentist. I held out the left arm he'd dropped. "I think this belongs to you," I said. He looked confused for a moment as he counted all the arms in front of him. There were three, which was one more than there really should have been. The penny dropped, and he noticed his own arm was missing.
"Silly me," he said. "It's dropped off again, has it? I'm getting so careless these days, but how kind of you."
He held out his remaining right hand in greeting.
"Morty Mort at your service. Please allow me to shake your hand, young man."